No.
Anything ongoing? Anything you can tell the Burnley fans a little bit more detail for us?
No.
Are you expecting to do anything before Monday?
Possibly. There's no point. I mean,
are you bored of these questions already?
I'm joking with it. But you know, I'm not trying to be offensive. You know me a long time. It's just there's nothing else I can tell anyone other than we're actively pursuing certain situations, and until parties can agree, and they might not agree. By the way, we've you know, the board have made it clear to me there's a certain amount available. We'll try and use that wisely. If that can't be used wisely or people keep saying no, then that's the way it goes. And that's not just one target, there's a number. And you know, that they have to... The detail I'll give within forgetting about the money, that they have to at least challenge our group and be good enough to challenge our group. Now, bearing in mind we're the top end of the championship and right, you know, pushing down the throat of the teams that are right up there. So, therefore, they have to be good players, of course, just by the nature of that. They have to be at least demanding of the group in order to push people who are here and push themselves. And if not better, if we deem them to be better, of course, there's no guarantee, but you understand the train of thought. So, if that's not the case, then there is no point in spending however much money on situations. So, we've got to, you know, it's not, my point to that is there's not a never-ending list of players. There's a certain amount who fall into that category who are affordable, both wages and fees and possibilities of literally signing them. You know, all of them things have to go into the pot, and then, of course, all parties have to say yes.
So unless they're going to get into your first team, you're not interested?
No, not at all. That's not the case at all. What I'm saying is they have to be good enough to either get in the first team instantly or demand of others that they increase their performances even more and in turn wait for their chance to get in the first team. I don't do guaranteed shirts to people. Everyone knows it, the people out there might not know it, but the team know that. You earn your right to play in my team. But suggestibility from the outside looking in, recruitment, eyes, stats, suggest that there's some players who could come in and affect that situation. What I'm saying is they're not it's not a list of 50 because we are at the very top end of the market. You can only open the world of 50 players if you've got a never-ending amount of money, and we haven't got that.
What does Paul Robinson bring to you? What does he bring into the building here?
Well, the main thing is experience. You know, I've lost count. I think it's something like 350 top-class games, 40 England caps. You know what I mean? It's a keeper who's been renowned down his time and still... you know, wants to do it. That's the key thing. It's not a money thing. He made that clear to me. It's about the hunger to be what he can be. He's come into an environment that suggests that. We work with the players on that. We demand it of them. And he was all for it. So, you know, it was a situation that was very simple in the end.
Can his experience, can his presence even bring out more from Tom Heaton, do you think?
Well, we'll see. I mean, Jilks has done a terrific job. He hasn't had as much football as he's liked, but he works every day and he pushes himself and Tom. And unfortunately, from an injury, we had to affect that situation. Excuse me, a couple of younger players, younger goalkeepers, that is, who we like, but they're not quite ready yet. And we needed that experience in there and someone who we know when he's fit and sharp, as he's getting now, can handle, you know, what it is to play. So that was an important factor.
Just on the squad in general, any kind of bumps and bruises? Anybody near?
Yeah. Unfortunately, Dean Marnie's calf's still a bit... it's niggling. It's not anything too serious, we don't think, but it's niggling, so he's touch and go, really, for the weekend. The others are fine as we speak now.